This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on CSN Mid-Atlantic. Real quick, before we get to our next guest, time for the Nats Big Player of the Week, presented by Elephant Auto Insurance. Ryan Zimmerman hit a sole home run in the eighth last night to help the Nats get a 2-1 win over the Padres. It was his third home run of the week, 29th of the year. Great to see Zimmerman heating back up this month. Elephant Auto Insurance, more care, less cost. Discover the Elephant difference at elephant.com. Our next guest is Charlie Casserly, a national season ticket holder.
That's right.
Former Redskins GM and current NFL Network analyst. You know, Charlie, kind of to tie in what's going on with the Nats, with the Redskins, and maybe to your days as a GM, the Nationals have just had so many injuries this year and yet have been able to overcome it and have this huge lead in the NL East. For you, when you were a GM, was there a year where you just had injury after injury after injury? And it seems like the current Redskins, at least at receiver, you know, it's one day it's Josh Doctson, the next day it's Jamison Crowder, the next day it's Jordan Reed. Talk about injuries in that job as GM and during your days with the Redskins or Texans.
Well, injuries, you probably have to divide it into two things. First of all, I think the Nationals have done a fabulous job here of building depth, first of all, in the offseason, and then reacting in season. Yeah. I mean, Kendricks, I mean, that's a heck of a pickup there, what he's done to, you know, get him at this point in the season, and he's already contributing. But preseason is different because, first of all, you're more cautious with your players when they get hurt, so you don't necessarily play them as much. Maybe they could play in certain situations, so it's hard to read how serious. What kills you is if you get an epidemic in one position and you got to get bodies in there to practice, and it's hard to find competent bodies at this time of year. So that's one difference between what the two things are going with. The negative for the Redskins is, for example, an outside linebacker, hey, we want to see Preston Smith. Well, he's going to play tomorrow night. Gillette, he hadn't played yet. Okay, we want to get him on the field. Dotson, we need to get him out there and get the timing going. He showed in the beginning of camp that with the ability to be as a first-round pick as far as the quickness, the athletic, and some speed, that part is there, but we need to get him on the field. Reed, okay, we know what he can do. We're just going to put him in a cage. He ain't coming out for the opening game. Okay? You get over there on the side, okay? You're all right. But that's kind of the difference of what the two teams are going through.
How about when you were a GM? Was there one year where you were just ravaged by injury after injury?
Yeah, you know, it's to be honest with you, I did it for so long. They all kind of run together at some point. But, yeah, we've had some years where we had a lot of injuries there, and you just have to fight your way through it. Sometimes you can't fight your way through it, and people say that's excuses. Well, yeah, it is an excuse. You don't have the team that you plan for, and that's going to affect your record.
It seems to me that nowadays the preseason, kind of what you talked about, is less meaningful than ever before. They used to play a lot more in the preseason. Do you think it matters in terms of getting a rhythm that, say, a quarterback with his offense, like Kirk Cousins and these guys, he's not getting the reps in preseason like they did, say, 10 years ago?
Well, I think it can affect you if you're not getting the reps with your receivers and your timing, your passing game. Now, if you've got a veteran group and maybe you're not going to need quite as many reps, But I think this argument about cutting preseason, I'm not for it. The development of your young quarterbacks, you need them to play in games. You need time for them. The four preseason games, if for nothing else, helps you develop quarterbacks. That's crucial. To me, Aaron Rodgers got, I think, three preseasons under his belt before he had a play. Favre decided, I don't know if I'm coming, I'm not coming. You know what, Brett? We're going on without you here. Okay? Remember, they let him go. And they saved $13 million because Rodgers was on a rookie contract. Rodgers came out, showed what he can do, and the rest is history. Tony Romo would not be in football if there was a two preseason schedule, because what's going to happen is coaches are going to say, hey, 2 weeks, we got to open. We got to get ready here. We ain't got time to spend a lot of time watching these young quarterbacks play. And then how do you decide if you're a Cleveland or Chicago, you got rookies there, and you have two preseason games. How do you decide what to do with the guy? Now all of a sudden you're playing him during the season. That's hard for the guy to learn there. And all of a sudden you're banking up, you're getting losses. That's going to affect the coach, affects the fans. So I feel strongly about keeping the four preseason games.
Charlie, do you think Coach Gruden feels added pressure heading into preseason game number two against Green Bay Saturday night after the lackluster showing, especially from the offense in week one? But again, the starters were only in for two, three and outs. Do you think there's added pressure on the coach here?
Yeah, I can't say whether there's added pressure or not. I think Jay Gruden, I would think, has put pressure on everybody. Himself, the coaches, and the players. Hey, we're all in this together. They come out there and look sharp against a championship-caliber football team in Green Bay. And I know it's preseason, and Green Bay's got some injuries at running back and in the secondary. So they're going to be playing some young guys and some backups in critical roles in this game. But they are still going to have Aaron Rodgers, their offensive line, their receivers, and their new tight ends, Bennett and Kendricks, in there. So it's going to be a good opponent. But I think you want to feel good about yourself at some point in preseason. So I think it has to start now.
You know, we're seeing Scott McLuhan on social media now. He jumped aboard on Twitter, and he's been responding to Redskins fans with different questions. And one of the questions was about a running back, and he's still very high on Matt Jones. I'm fascinated by a guy who ran for 100 yards twice in three-game span and then just is completely out of the equation. What do you see happening at running back for the Redskins this season?
Yeah, I unless there's an injury, my guess is Jones won't be here because he's not a teams guy. Kelly is the starter to me at this point. He's the clearly the best back of the guys who's played. Thompson is the third down back. That's his role. P. Ryan, I like P. Ryan. Right now, to me, you invest in him for the future. Mac Brown's a better special teams player than Matt Jones, so I think it's going to be tough for Jones to make the team unless there's an injury of somebody in front of him. That being said, I think Jones has the potential to be a good back. He'll get a job. The question with Jones is, can he hang on to the football? He's not going to stay in a lineup if he doesn't hang on to the football. But the guy does have talent. You can argue he is the most talented back they had, but I understand why he's in the doghouse. Sometimes that happens with players and coaches, and they need to move on. It happened here with Stan Humphries, who went on and led San Diego to a Super Bowl. So sometimes it doesn't work in certain environments.
Charlie, how concerned should the Redskins be at this point with Jordan Reed's toe injury still lingering into game two of the preseason? Should we expect to see him in the Bengals game, or is he kept in bubble wrap until the opener?
Well, I would keep him in bubble wrap, okay? That's number one. I have no idea where the toe injury is because, again, they're going to be conservative with it. But you need this guy to play during the season. He's a little bit like Gronkowski. You're a totally different team when you're in there. Now, the Patriots are good enough. They win without Gronkowski. Redskins need Reed in there. So if we've got to just manage him and treat him like he's a 34-year-old vet and just get him to games, maybe that's what you got to do this year.
You know, you used to be the GM of the Houston Texans. In Houston, you got a team that has a really good defense. They've been a playoff team, but they've had issues at quarterback. They draft Deshaun Watson. Reports are he's been looking pretty good. What would you do with the Deshaun Watson this season?
I'd start Savage. Savage was very good in the opener. He understands the system. Again, we haven't seen enough of Savage because he hasn't been able to stay on the field. But
right,
it's a complicated system. The ability to get the second and third reads is crucial in that system. The pre-snap read, I believe, is important. So Savage looked sharp. I went and saw him in camp. He looked sharp in the game the other night. Right now, he's their best quarterback. Go play him. The key with Watson is he's coming along. To me, he's still – you can see at times he could not grasp, I think, where to go with the ball and took off and ran. Okay, is that a negative? No, you look at the positive. He's played one preseason game. There's positives in there. You want to build upon it. My point is and the Texans know this, this idea of, well, we've got a year to work with him. No, you don't. He got to be ready to go in your first game in September because Savage hasn't been able to be durable. This guy probably going to play for you at some point. I'm encouraged by Watson, but he's not ready to play yet.
How about some second-year quarterbacks? What are your expectations this year for Jared Goff? They bring in Sammy Watkins to give him a big-time weapon. And then Carson Wentz, of course, last year impressed early, kind of dropped off, but he didn't have the weapons that he's going to have this year.
Well, that's the excellent point about weapons, okay? for both of those quarterbacks. All right, here's Goff. I think Goff is a rhythm passer, get the ball out quick, more of a short type guy. That fits McVay's offense. That's number one. So I think there should be an improvement on Goff because of McVay there and the McVay offense. There should be an improvement because Watkins is there. If he's healthy, this guy is an excellent receiver. This guy was a top 10 pick coming out, and he deserved to be a top 10 pick coming out. It just didn't work in Buffalo, mainly because of the injury. So we'll see how that works out there. I'm not sold on Goff long term, but I'd like to see. I think he could play better for the reasons I mentioned. Wentz started off good last year, and then things began to happen. They lost Lane Johnson, their best offensive lineman. When he wasn't in there, the offense was never the same, running the football, throwing the football. The next thing is the weapons around him. People caught up with their receivers fast. You pressed them, they had no separation ability. There really wasn't a running game, especially without Johnson in there, unless you put Sproles in there, but they have to monitor Sproles' rep because of age and size. So Wentz, I believe in Wentz. I think Wentz can do what you want to do to get you to the playoffs. Wentz is clearly better than Goff. I like Wentz as one of the better young quarterbacks in football. They've gotten better at wide receiver with Torrey Smith and Jeffrey. They've gotten better at running back. So this is a better football team, and Lane Johnson is healthy. I expect him to take a rise. I expect that offense to take a rise this year.
All right, Charlie, we'll talk to you soon. Of course, you can watch our pal Charlie Casley on the NFL Network and on CSN Mid-Atlantic. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Charlie. Grab it now.
And men, tomorrow night I'll be on that preseason game with Joe Theismann and Ken Albert.
Very good.
Very cool. He's hustling.
He
working
is.
Hard.
He's always working. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the time.
That's Charlie Casley, former Redskins GM. Coming up next, we switch gears. We'll talk movies. Kevin McCarthy, BDK, joins us with the latest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.